make my son ready to start our journey.
Thank you. Welcome. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us this evening.
Do not, my son, wrap your words in pretty color. It is our desire that we come and speak to our brothers and sisters of the joining of our world with yours. As we started the quest of our soul 2 cold times ago, many moons have passed since the seed has been planted. The great tree has grown. But with every growth there comes a shedding of the beauty of the leaf to reveal the strength that lays the leaf. For new growth to come as this place, this sacred space that we use this day, comes to a time where the leaves must be shed for new growth to begin. This has been our desire when we started the pathway of unfoldment. Each of you here, my friend, have been sleepwalking in your world, but have been woken by the voice of the Great Spirit. Each of you here, as our friend said in the opening affirmation, have your family in physical form. That when you shed this husk, is known to this world as a physical form, you join the family of the Great Spirit. As each of you are as one. You may have come from different place, speak in different tongue, but the heart beats as one. Do not fill your minds of your tomorrows. Do not fill your hearts of your yesterdays. Live for this minute, this moment, this second. Then the great power that is known as your truth will flow through you like the stream. Do not be a pebble that blocks the flow, but you must be like water. As water is the softest element in your world, that it can overcome rock and stone. Each of you here have overcome great mountains. You have stood in the faces of those who wish to question your truth. Stand firm in all that you believe, my friends. Be like the mountain that cannot bow to the great breeze. Stand firm, my friends. There is much change and unrest in your world, and there is more to come. For the men of power must become compassionate to their fellow brothers and sisters. For them to come to understand they do not own the land that is below their feet. This life that you live now is precious. It saddens the heart to know that those discard the sacred life, who only come to understand when they migrate from one world to another. They do not wish to use the word death, as there is no death. That is the greatest lie in your world. We have watched each of you this day as you have explored the facet of the diamond that is known as communication. We have witnessed great power with the hands of healing. We have witnessed great power with the voice of truth to bring and build the bridge that death has knocked down. We have heard the voice of our dear friend that sings so sweetly as the great bird that soars. This enriches your soul, allows you to blossom in the power of the eternal life. Your brothers and sisters have given the metal coin, so your dream and our desire can come to fruition. That is a good word. So this place can enrich the lives of all those who tread upon it. That this place has been blessed by the power of the Great Spirit. And the two that I call my sons are the ambassadors of all those voices that cannot be heard at this time. You will become the voice of many in your world. I will allow the great truth that you cannot die. Yes, you can shed the husk of the physical form, as you have come from dust and you will return to dust, but the true you will shine like stars in the midnight sky. So, my friends, what more can I say to you that you are loved so close by my word? Those who you call your family that have already taken the step into the world that awaits you are here this day. They are merely a breath away. Talk to us as we speak to you. You are only dead if you are forgotten. Never forget those who have come to the journey and crossed the bridge into the world that awaits you. As I come before you as a humble servant of the great White Spirit, may the blessings of the Tikanta be with you all. Those dear ones that you hold so close to your heart, may your troubles melt like stars in the morning sun. Nothing is beyond your reach. Only if your heart is pure, you have good intentions, we will support you. We will lift you. We will help you. I have heard they say that confidence is a tower of marble. They can be knocked so easily, but not be rebuilt so easily. Just have confidence in you, my friends, as we have confidence and hope, and we see the potential in each and every one of you. Stand firm in your belief. Stand firm in our truth. Then I hope that one day more will be woken from the great sleep. Son, I hope that is what you hoped.
Thank you very much.
We thank you once again. Open up your home to these good people, and of course, our work.
Our pleasure.
And that is for our dear one as well. My friends, I am friend to the young one in the chair. But I am friends to all of you. Speak, we will come.